I'm telling you right straight out that if you are at all sensitive, if you're at all queasy, then don't watch this film. Just put on the late night movie.
I feel it's important that people know the truth. John Kennedy was our president. He died for what he believed in. And I felt that we had no right to turn our back on his memory.
Bob and Dick, would you please narrate what we're seeing as we... Getting a copy of the famous home movie of the Kennedy assassination would change Robert Rodin's life.
Abraham Zapruder was a Dallas dress manufacturer.
When he revealed the Zapruder film on Good Night America, it led to a job as the chief photo optics consultant for the House Select Committee on Assassinations, created in part as a response to the release of the film.
In their final report, said that it was, in fact, organized crime, that there was, in fact, a conspiracy.
When the sixth-floor museum opened in Dealey Plaza, Robert was surprised they wouldn't talk about any of the other theories.
They just didn't want the truth out there, and that upset me. It upset me terribly. So I moved down here and started set up in Dealey Plaza on weekends to let people know that there was an alternative to the official fiction. And the city didn't like that. The Sixth Floor Museum didn't like that.
Over the course of 25 years in Dealey Plaza, Robert has been arrested twice and has been ticketed by the city 82 times.
I've won every case, all of those cases, because I hadn't broken any laws. The stuff that they charged me with were incredible things. Vending on private property, selling private property, vending on public property, selling personal property, blocking sidewalks, even though we weren't on the sidewalk, vending without a permit, even though permits don't exist. They just don't exist. There aren't any. There's no need for them. You couldn't buy one if you had $1 billion.
You know, this the whole idea of arresting somebody in the United States of America for selling a magazine. That's what he was arrested for, selling a magazine.
One time, the city sent in Homeland Security, complete with the outfits and the machine guns, the whole bit. It really got ridiculous. I mean, I'm not a danger to anybody.
The original charge was based on one ordinance that didn't apply, and when that was pointed out to the municipal court, they amended the charges against him to cite a different ordinance, which also didn't apply.
They just didn't want me there. They wanted me gone, and they felt that arresting me would scare me off.
For 20 years, Robert has been placing the iconic X on the exact spot where Kennedy was shot.
The city came by and they dug up that entire section of street to get rid of the X. Can you believe it? When we asked why, they said, we don't want anyone tripping over the X. Like maybe a quarter of a millimeter thick. It's crazy. All of this for just speaking my mind on a nationally important issue.
After the second arrest in 2010, Grodin took the case to trial. And, as always, the charges were dismissed. This time, however, the city appealed.
The dismissal of a Class C misdemeanor is not appealed. It's never appealed. I'm talking to criminal defense lawyers around town, and even to the city attorneys who were involved in this case. They couldn't identify, and no one has been able to identify, a single other case ever in history where the city of Dallas appealed a dismissal of a Class C misdemeanor.
Keziah began searching for answers as to why the city would pursue such a prosecution. And, in the process, uncovered emails between the city council and the Sixth Floor Museum. They contained detailed discussions about how to deal with the vendor problem in Dealey Plaza. According to Keziah, they were evidence of intent to maliciously prosecute Grodin. The Sixth Floor Museum and the city of Dallas declined to comment on the story.
He wouldn't have been arrested if the Sixth Floor hadn't called him that day, the day that he was arrested. That's for sure.
A friend of mine bailed me out within an hour and a half of the arrest. They held me for an additional 9 hours.
The city attorney could have shut that down, obviously. Could have and should have.
After the appeal and, once again, dismissal of the case, Grodin and Keziah took both the Sixth Floor Museum and the city of Dallas to court on the grounds that they conspired to violate Grodin's First Amendment rights.
The Sixth Floor Museum wants to be the only game in town. There's no question about that. They don't like what I've got to say. They don't like what anybody in Dealey Plaza has to say. As a matter of fact, it was a city judge, who had originally suggested that we file a federal suit because it was a federal case, and he was getting tired of seeing my face.
They're the ones who had him call the police to have him arrested in summer 2010. Even though they knew that there was no legal basis for his arrest.
We've said many times through the years, this is Dallas. Leave your First Amendment rights at the door.
In early 2017, a settlement was reached with both the Sixth Floor Museum and the City of Dallas for a total of $47,500. According to Robert, it was barely enough to cover the legal fees. He cited his ailing health and desire to end the litigation as the reason for accepting the settlement.
But I'm not leaving Dealey Plaza. I'm not going anywhere. It's been expensive. It's been time-consuming. It's been frustrating. It's been anxiety-setting. But I promised President Kennedy at his graveside in the silent little thing. It might sound silly, but I felt it was important that I would do everything within my power as long as it took to try to find the truth in this case, no matter where it went. And so far, I've been able to keep my word.